What's the relationship between living a morally upright, virtuous life and encountering God? What's the relationship between living a morally good life and encountering the Lord? Most of us would say, myself included, that if we just live a good moral life, then God will, in a sense, reward us by allowing us to encounter Him. You see that? That if we live a good, moral, upright life, God will reward that by allowing us to experience Him as a kind of spiritual purchasing, if you will. That I buy an experience of God by living a good, moral life. The problem with that is, where is that in Scripture? Scripture presents it, especially in a gospel like today, the exact opposite. What do I mean? St. Matthew, what allowed him to change his life? First, encountering God. Being called by Him, being chosen by Him, encountering the love of Christ, which then did what? Allowed him to be converted. You see the opposite? You see how God works? God first works by allowing us to encounter Him, to experience Him, to know of His love, and that's what changes our lives, not the other way around. St. Matthew was a tax collector, that is to say, an extortioner, a cheater, a liar, a sinner. What allowed him to experience conversion? First, encountering God. Our relationship with the Lord leads to living a good moral life, not the other way around. So how does the church attract? The church attracts by offering her great treasure, namely Jesus. Our relationship with Him is what orders our life. If we feel like our life gets disordered, what do? We don't try harder. We simply put Jesus at the center once again. I hope that makes sense, everyone. Because for many, many years, I think we've done a poor job of explaining that. That morality does not lead to encounter. Encounter leads to living a good, virtuous life. The reason I'm good is not for goodness' sake. The reason we try to be good is because of our friendship with the Lord. Encountering Him, experiencing Him, knowing Him leads to the rest. Let's put Him at the center, just as St. Matthew did, and then God will do the conversion that He needs to do.